Good morning, Rabbi Say, and Yashakayach to my Chaverim for enabling to share even in an extremely busy day of the year, Erev Pesach. But this is our main creed, Daf Shavua, that we soldier on, no matter what day of the year it is. So let's review the first crucial key Amud of Perik Ilanaris, a pack Perik, Supasis Shas Katon, and Ilanaris is Supas Katon, because many of the important sugyas that have ramifications throughout Masech Subas are in Ilanaris, and many Shas sugyas emanating from all the Akimtis in Kamlem and Rambine are in Ilanaris. So it is traditionally one of the most Gishmata Parakim. In Ksubas, the Gemara, after the Mishnah says that the following Na'arais have Knas, so the Gemara says if somebody was, the Mishnah says if somebody that was Ma'anasi Isha, that's Ainurila Kainsa, he's a Chayv Elavin, Isha is a Chayv Elavin, Chayv Krisis, nevertheless, you have to pay Knas. Even a Baal Mamzeres are Na'arais, she has a Knas. Ask the Gemara. Hanaris psula is this like knas? Cheris light. The Mishnah is telling you only psula is like knas. Says the Gemara, Achi kamar ilanaris psula is yes like knas. These are naris that even though they are psula is yes like knas. The Gemara goes on then to spend a amud discussing various machlekes tanaim in the issue. The Gemara asks Akasha, why do they have knas? Well, Gemara says, there's a kasha, says, V'loisi Elisha, go down to Amud Beis, V'opene knas aninu. How can it be that these na'arais are b'nei knas? After all, top line, V'amai ikri kan v'loi si elisha isha ruli loi. Second line. How can it be that they are mechuyim knas? The entire parsha was only said with the isha ruli loi. So the Gemara has various terutz to this kasha. So the Gemara answers that we learn from the pasuk of so Gemara has various psukim to this. Rish Lakish, Papa, the Amoraim all focus on various psukim to tell you that, in fact, it overrides this svara that Tashlumei Knas L'Chayra should only be Shayach with the Isha Ruya L'Kaima. That's the Svaras Hamakshin, that in order to be Mechayev Knas, it needs to be Isha Haruya Lekaiba. The Gemara brings the Svar in the name of Shimon Menasya to Rabbeinu Shimon and Shimon HaTamani, crossing the Taisus Aitrolei. Lafuke Malama Haitaina, the Tanya, make a little bit bigger, please. Laisi Elisha, Shimon HaTamani, Aymar, Isha Sheyeshba Havaya. And Rav Shimon Menasya Aymer Isha Haruya Lekaima. Two drushes. One requires Havaya, and the other one requires Isha Haruya Lekaima. And the Gemara explains Rav Shimon Menasya holds that there's no Tashlumei Knas in Chayv Elavin and Chayv Krisis because Lemaisa it's Eina Ruya Lekaima because they are forbidden. Shimon HaTamani holds that B'chayv Elavin yesh leknas. The only exemption is Chayv Krisis because there is no Havaya. Chayv Elavin, we paskin, the Kedushin is Teif in B'chayv Elavin. And therefore, there is Knas B'chayv Elavin, but not B'chayv Krisis, there's no Havaya. Both of these, Rav Shimon HaTamani, and Shimon ben Menasya are chaylek with the Mishnah. What's the nafgamina between these two tanaim? So the Gemara says Mar gives you the svaris. Ikam benai lamanda miyash bavaya. My benai amr of mamzeres nesina. Ikam benai. One major difference to them is mamzeres nesina. Lamanda miyash bavaya. Namiyash bavaya. Therefore, there's a knas. Lamanda mri lekaima. Here they're not royal lekaima. The Gemara says this entire svara only goes according to Rabbi Akiva, only according to the Chacham and hold that Kedushin is Taifin is Chayav Elavin. So therefore, it could somehow become really Kaima. Gemara says Rabbi Akiva had an exemption for all Mordechai Kohen God. Adkan Tamtzis HaGemara. So Lechera the svara of the Makshin requires Ian. What's the svara that you cannot be mekayim this isha, and therefore there should no be a knas? Why can't you be mekayim a knas even if it's not roi lekayimo? In other words, what's the insight of this entire sugya? Why is knas dependent on roi lekayimo or not? And this, of course, the same kasha is applicable to both Rav Shimon ben Manasseh and Shimon HaTamani. So there are various mahalchim and the rishonim and achronim, and we're going to try to see if we can, in the next few minutes, analyze these mahalchim for you and give you a good start for Elo Nairis. The rishonim explain there are two mahalchim in the svara of the Makshin of why there needs to be an obvious svara that if it's Eiru Lekaima, Achayv Olam should not have a knas. Why? What does one have to do? But the other can't marry her, but you mechayev meknas anyway, because he did a bira sura. The first svara at Nachinami is that the shlume knas, the gzeres hakasuv, is tali with the mitzvah of knisa. The pasuk says, lo yisir liisha, and therefore the knas is only where it is possible to have siyo liisha. And the makayim words, he yafshal lekainsa, there's no chiyuv to pay knas. This is svara number one. Svara number two is that an isha that's not really kaima is nismayet miknas, because we learn this from the prasuk of Eloi seal isha, that the shlume iknas is only shayach beisha ruile kaima. These are two somewhat similar nafkaminis. We'll have to probe exactly the sensitive difference between the two mahalchim. Let's see how the Rishonim explicate these two mahalchim. And there are various Rishonim on each side of this svara. The first is a Tosfos Rid, which explains the svara of the Makshin. The Tosfos Rid brings the kasha of the Gemara. Why do you have to make knas for chayv olav and increases? Says, Laisi Elisha, please scroll down. Says the Taisus Rid, Makshinin, the Masnisa, Kree Kavalite Elisha, Isha Rulai, Pirish. Says the Taisus Rid, Isha Rulai Yitin Knas, the Makayim Valai Seal Isha, Al Bisha Shain Rulai, Lay Makayim Valai Seal Isha, Gam and Knas, Yehay Potter. The two things, Einach and Abi, are linked. No Isha. There is no knas. It's part of knas because the mitzvah of Laisil Isha, the mitzvah of knisa, and the tashlume knas are totally zebzeh. The Ritva has a slightly different approach, but he ends up with the same svar as the Tosfos Rid. The Ritva says you can't say that the Makshin hold that there's a pasuk Laisil Isha that Isha Shein Ruleis Nesmayit Beknas. Because where's there a drash here? We don't find such a drash. So he says, "Lav mashma delishin de krochi." It's not mashma. This is the pasuk. Well, come to perik merchin lassi is leisklev leisel lisha. The misa dachim mashma delishin de krochi. Hechi dachilev. That was a first a pasuk. How are you being dachim from this pasuk? Says the Ritva from the kaimelon dachi dina. This is the deres akasev. Kol she is surulei einar ashay lekainsa shemachar min hachi. Some chinula akra So the ritual follows being explaining the issue with the pasuk. He follows the side of the Tosfos Rid that since you can't be Mekayim Knisa, there's no knas. The Achrayim have a follow up to this. There are many Achrayim which weigh in on this. Just to explain one to you, the Mitzvah Eson and Shas says that this understanding, this svara, why it's so posher to the makshin, that you can't be Mekayim Mitzvah Knisa, and therefore there's no knas. Why is it so posher? He says that the Mishnah goes according to Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds a katana has no knas, and he darshans for the pasuk to lo yisil isha lafuke katana, which cannot be isha, has to be an isha that's royally kabo kedushin ba'atzma lafuke katana, that only other people are makabo kedushin for her. Therefore, that is part of the knas. So we see that according to Rav Meir, with two things, the tali zebzeh, no kedushin, no knas. So this entire Mishnah is undergirded a libid Rav Meir. Let's make this a little bit bigger. Why was it so pasha to Shas that the two are tied together? No knas, no havaya, no knas. No knisa, no klas. The male tayu kradach siv nashlei virar, but like Elisha, the name nechshen or inza patam beknas. They ain't lemon to cry. They lay to Elisha. How do you know that? They ain't lemon to cry. Lay to Elisha. Go to the top. Lay to Elisha. Rach ledrasa da kasa taisis kan. Well, come on to cry. Lo amiyata. Near the shleimer the cushions of Gemara. Michael Samuk Dam Sisna Tony Naris Narak Daslam Mekler Rabbi Meir here. There you go, line 5. Dharmak Tanalik Nas. She tossed it in America Shah proper Bab Nas to you. This is Mahalach number 1, which is that it was Kimlu to Chazal if the two are tied together. Rabbi Chanan has a different approach. He says, why should that be? We don't have any pasuk to that effect. We don't have any clear limud of the Gemara to that effect, that Knas should be totally with Mitzvah Knesa. So why did the Makshin ask this Kasha that elicited all these Terutzim of Shimon HaTamoni and Shimon HaManasseh? Says Rav Chanan, the Makshin held that Blaisi Li'isha is a drash, a full drash. Blaisi Li'isha means that if it's Isha in real life, there's no Parsha of Knas. Because it's a Kral Mitzvah. You need the Pasuk to tell you that there's a mitzvah of knisa. So how is it, can the pasuk be telling you two things at the same time? There's a mitzvah of knisa, there's no knas. Teretz mashita de kavanos from the licht of tia blash and achar. We name it the perks gemara in the chayav knas. Yafshal kaim b'tisha k'mei mechires amma de b'boishat de rili yud. Eishan af gun beid lashm tzim 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 is that there has to be a vaya, and therefore, if there's no knas, if there's no leisi elisha, there is no knas. 1 second, please. Okay, so Rabbi Chanan brings a riot to his svar that this is embedded in the pasuk, because Tosfos asks, why do you need the riboy for chayv alav and krisis for knas? It would much better, the Torah should not have said havaya, therefore you wouldn't need a riboy. And if therefore, said Rabbi Chanan, if knas is totally in the mitzvah of knisa, what's the difference with what the pasuk says? There's no mitzvah of knisa. Teretz is really intrinsically the two things are not tied together. And therefore, the Svaris of the Maksha was, why should they be tied together? And the Teretz is that there's Taka Pasuk, Loiti Isha. The Knas is Potter if there is no Havaya. And both are embedded in the Svara of on the Pasuk of Loiti Isha, that there's only a Chi of Knas when there is an ability l'koinsa. So the Achrayim take this further. The Mishnah Melech, as always, is very difficult to learn. Aregel Achas Mishnah Melech, because they're packed, jam-packed with hundreds of Yisaitis. I'll just share with you one Svar of the Mishnah Melech. Mishnah Baruch brings a Svar from a Svar to Shekhan called Ras Sasson. He holds that according to Shimon HaTamani, who holds that the Nusa is not Chayv Krisis, but Chayv Lavan has Knas. Remember, that was the Machlekes between Shimon and Shimon HaTamani. Whether or not Chayv Krisis is Taka Potter, only Chayv Lavan have Knas. And therefore, Chayv Lavan is a Mitzvah of Kainsa. Ein is a Lav. Teretz is, but Malkim Knisa, the Torah, was Mater the Lav. Said to Mishnah Melech, how can that be? How can the Torah have just be Matar Lav? Mishnah, you're going to use Esodai Chalai so we understand. But just to say that the Torah was Matar Lav because of the Chi of Knisa, where do we see that from? Zulay Shamanu, Nischelik on the Ra'as Hasan. He says, then he has a Mechadash. From Ramzad, Lashima Tamayin, Dar Shkulut, Yisha, Yesh Lavai, Nafka, Mina, Chalisha, Yesh Lavavaya. In other words, Chai V'Lavin, you covered it, Pesach, too early. Yisha, Yesh V'Chai V'Lavin, Yesh Lavai, Afshay, Nuri, L'Kaima, Arizen, Nisa. V'chein, Nir, Merutz, Estiri, Achoch, Mashal, Maniskar. That's Rav Ros Sasson. V'hine, L'Dram, Shim, Tamayin, the plug, the Rav Kiva, Sfir, Lay. Go ahead to the next page. The Dafka Chayvik priest says, in Kedushin Taifim Zabashar, Isuri Bia, Kedushin Pleasing Parim Kamachalites, Nimshainis, Achas Misuri Bia, Zulz Chayvik Krisis, any Chayv Alavin, Harizen, Naisa. Because the title was Matter, the Kanisa, in such a case. Lavavi Lekain Yachshiv. How can that be? This svara that the Torah was matter a full isurim, and therefore he says even according to Shem Tamani, there's no mitzvah knisa chayv alav. I tell you the zochim knas, but to tell you that such a big kiddush that to say hit a knisa for chayv alav. Where do we find that anywhere in a chenabik lushas tefis, like that you're allowed to stay with her? That we don't find. The other achrayim take this further. One of the most tragic stories, Nailim Yeshivas, that came from the horrible Yiddush Hashems of the Holocaust was the murder of the Rabbeinu Karfel of the Enes Elim. He was a rising star in Elam Yeshivas, who was murdered by the Nazis, Hashem Yikum Damai, in his first shtickle in his sefer, which they put out after the war from Ksavim. He brings a raya to Rav Chanan's shita in Shivanat Tamani, who holds that Chayv Alav or not Nismayit Knas, even though there's no mitzvah knisa, as Mishnah Melech holds, being chaylik on the Ra'as Hasan, who holds that it's mutal ikhayn sam. And we see that Shimon HaTamani holds the Knas is not Tali of Mitzvah Knisa. And he says, L'chayre, this is Tali in the two ways of understanding the Sugya that we had earlier, either the Taisis Rid's way or Rabbi Chanan's way. In other words, according to the Mishnah Melech, the Shimon HaTamani holds there's no Mitzvah Knisa and Chayv Alav, and that only stems with Rabbi Chanan's way. Chanan's Svar, but the Maros Hasan holds that Knas is Tali Mitzvah Knisa. And therefore he said this tremendous chiddush, that even according to Shimon HaTamani, the Chayv Alav Yesh L'Knas, therefore there's a Mitzvah Knisa, which Mishnah Melech says is a bridge too far. And this is just simply too much to say that there's such a thing as a Mitzvah Knisa and a Chayv Alav. Let's see the Sein HaSalem, a few pieces inside, and then you can take a look at it yourself. The first to go in the Sefer, So he says, according to Rav Shimon, the Mimayim Loitil Isha, Galmin Knas, Amir to the Isha, Gazayshe, and Roy Likaima, when this Rav Solin Knas. Okay, makes sense. Chlau, there's no Knas, something that was not Roy Likaima. Ain't a beer, Kim Shech Likaima, Mitzit Nisul Mel, Mismatim Knas. That's not the Pshat. A variety of the Libid Shimnatim money, the Mighty Sheshba Vaya, who holds his own. A Chayv Krisis is Mismite, a Chayv Lav and Chayv Knas. We don't find anybody should say that there is a mitzvah of knisa on a chayv alavin. Mishnah b'daf lamates sasma l'dvar hako mitzvah d'var erva she'en ruy l'kayim b'al yisrael ruy l'kum l'kayim. Pick it up, please. Im naimar the Bali Aplukta de Rabbanon, Yikr Doshasim with the Mindin, Knas and Suin, can't listen to the money, Yikshal, and Mitzis and Suin, Yaita, Daf Chai, will have this mitu. Mechoz Lais, Lini Knas. This Rabu, that can't be, says Zuin and Salem. El Arkachach, Mitzis, Nisuin, Mechai, Knas, and Libet, the Kul Al Mishnei, in Yaran the Fradim. Absolutely, yes, Chai, Knas, and Potabit in Nisuin. And that's a chayv alavin. L'drashu the isha gazayshe and ruy l'kayma isha im ba'avaya p'turim and knas is a separate drashu. And therefore, the svara that Yerei Salem says, backing up Chanan svara, is like the Mishnah Lamelech, not like Rav Asa's son, who says that knas is telling him it's his knisa, and therefore, even according to Shemnat Temani, there should be such a Mrs. Knisa of Chayvei Lavin, which, as we said, this is the Svara of the Rasta son, which is not accepted by the Mishnah Melech and not accepted by the other Achrayim. One of the Rayas that the Gemara brings is Bu'ul L'Kayim Gadol. It says, Machlex Rashi and Taisvis. Now let's see if we can understand Rabbanan's Svara in this Machlekes Rashi and Taisus. Rashi learns, what does Bu'ul L'Kayin Gadol mean? We're talking about a case where a Kayin Gadol was manasa isha that was running nivul al-acherim. If she's not a psula, there's no chiyuv knas. Teretz is, she is a psula, but she was nivul shalai kedarka. That's Rashi's pshat. You have to go further. Taisus learns that it's talking about a Kayin Gadol that was manasa psula. And the Pshat in the Gemara is, Rashi Dev Maskel Ba'ula, make it bigger, please. Ba'ula Kaigado, Shem Ba'lav, the Mon of Gershon, the last slave, Wuxel Isha. In time of Yeshkan, Lav Dezain, Lashkan, okay, goes, Rashi has to deal with the problem of Zaina, and Rashi comes out, what's the Matthias? Usha Gdarka Ari, the Gdarka Sula Knas. No Knas anymore because she's out of Suma. Taisis on the bottom left disagrees. It brings Shitas from Beditam, Dachle Mari Babula, Meacher. No. Talking about Kaim Hashan, the Spesula Gemura, like Shibur, like Kaima, Afka, Marbay, Vimta, and this is Atzmai, that's Machlex Rashi and Taisis, and what the Matzis here is Rashi holds it's a bullish like Kedarka, and Taisis is Chaylik, that is talking about Kaim Gadol's Ma'anis A, Psula. Then she's an Anusa, so she's a Bula, she's in Rui Lekaima. What's the Machlekis here? So Bukhan says, Machlekis, Rashi and Taisis, is telling the two machlekes in the site of the Ptur of Laisirulish. Taisis holds that Knas is totally directly with the Mitzvah Knisa. And therefore, even in a case that there's an Einis, the Isha was Ruyulai, nevertheless, there's no Knas because there's no Knisa. Why? Because at the time of that you come to ask for the money, and therefore, the Gemara is talking about an Isha who's Psula. That's Taisis Pshat. Rashi holds him to Knasis from the Miut of the Pasuk. And therefore, Rashi holds that the Din is Tolib and the time of the Ainis if the isha that was nensa at that time, whether she has a knas or not. And therefore, Rashi's got a problem. Because if she's at the time of the oinus, the time of oinus, if she's a ba'ula, then there's no knas. And therefore, Rashi has to say that she was a psula. She was nivel l'acherim. L'acherim means a b'yish like a dark. Let's see this from Elchanan. Rather than much cause of Tysus, that might as well rock Dr. Bull and real life. Be named to the all you should stay Shirulia, come on now, let me get some silk, come on, Dr. Billy Roy, come on, Shas Billy, see Shirulia, we all go with time of the actual Bila. Come on, Lenny Basula, Karkak, Mukha, to be in on she, Epshal, Kaim, Valoy, Seal, you should need a full ability, Liknisa. Ach, Lachabilly, Epshal, Klakasa, Isha. However, Meshit Shem Kassel Das Rashi, Dafka Im Kaidim. Abiyan Liptor, Fizabin, or Likaima Stash Royal, I've been just Kaima Kassel Isila Isha. Akadesh Ishko of Silabula, therefore, Tayyid Rashi had to be Dach and say that it was a bullish like dark. Adkan, Rabbi Chanan's Biur. Shitosai at the Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos is dependent on Machlekes Yerid and the other Achrayim on how to understand the basic Ptur of Ishtein Royal Lekaino with Nismayit from Knas. Either is the Pshat of Tumah Knas is totally Mitzvah Knisa, that's the Shitas of the Tosfos Rid and those Rishonim, or the second way the Ishtein Royal Lekaino is Nismayit Knas. And this is dependent on the machlekes between the Mishnah Melech and the Rosh Hashanah, who holds, even if it's ain't a real akaima, you still have a knas. Mishnah Melech is chaylik, as explained by the Yain Salem. And Chanan takes this further to say this is also the machlekes Rashi and Tosfos in the Metzias of Bul Lekayim Gata. Okay, everybody say, I can. Next week, Mirat Shem, we'll go further into the heart of Linairis. We'll show everybody a chag kosher v'sameach. Thank you for listening on a challenging day. We'll see everybody in Mirat Hashem next week.